Human beings tend to be plagued with doubts about their own abilities and fears about every imaginable thing, especially the unknown. The psychologist Abraham Maslow said, "The story of the human race is the story of men and women selling themselves short." The great majority of people tend to compare themselves unfavorably with others. They dwell on their own weaknesses and limitations, and they eventually settle for far less than they're really capable of. Instead of enjoying high levels of self-esteem, self-respect, and personal pride, the average person just gets by from day to day. If self-confidence and the self-esteem that goes with it is so desirable, why is it that so few people have enough self-confidence to live the lives that are possible for them? Perhaps the most wonderful thing about self-confidence is that it is a mental quality that can be learned and which has been learned starting from early childhood. And because it's learnable, self-confidence can be developed and built up systematically and progressively over time by following the instructions in this program. Everyone has a certain amount of self-confidence, more and less in different areas, and by working from that base, it's possible for you to build yourself up to the point where you are completely confident in any area that's important to you. Perhaps the most important of all the laws that govern our lives was put forth by Socrates more than 2,000 years ago. He called it the law of causality. We call it the law of cause and effect, and it's often referred to as the iron law of human destiny. The law of cause and effect can imprison us in a cell of our own making, or it can liberate us by giving us complete freedom to live consistent with the law in anything we do. The law of cause and effect, which is both a physical and a mental law, says that for every effect in our lives, there is a specific cause. If there's an effect in our lives that we want more of, we can trace it back to the cause and, by repeating the cause, enjoy more of the effects. If we're in sales or business and we have successes, we can trace back those successes to the exact things that we did, and by repeating those things, we can get the same effects over again. This law also says if there's an effect in our lives that we don't want, whether it be overweight or not enough money or problems with people or negative business conditions, we can trace that effect back to the causes, and by removing or changing the causes, we can achieve different effects or different results. Now, this law of cause and effect is so simple and so obvious that no one questions it. We live in a world and in a universe governed by law, not by chance. Everything happens for a reason. Neither success nor failure is an accident. They have specific causes, and when we repeat the causes, we get the same effects, no matter who we are. This is just the way the world works. Yet, the world is full of people who are not happy with their results, and yet they continue to do the same things, think the same thoughts, say the same things, and take the same actions every day, and they are amazed that they continue to get the same negative effects. The law of cause and effect applies to our levels of self-confidence. All around us and throughout human history, there are and have been men and women with exceptionally high levels of self-confidence who have gone on to achieve extraordinary things. In studying the lives and stories of these people, we find that some of them started out with high levels of self-confidence, which they learned from their parents in early childhood. But most of them started off the same way we all start off, with deep-down feelings of inferiority and inadequacy. Because of destructive criticism and lack of love and other mistakes that parents make with us in early childhood, we grow up with diminished feelings of self-esteem, low self-confidence, and a feeling that we're just simply not good enough in comparison with others. With low self-confidence, many people today work extremely hard on the outside to achieve success, and when they do, deep down inside, they feel like imposters. This so-called fear of success is really a feeling of unworthiness that we can't seem to get rid of no matter how much we achieve on the outside. What people really want more than anything else is just to feel really good about themselves. We want to be happy and positive and have a sense of well-being. Above all, what we really want is peace of mind. And you can only enjoy peace of mind when you feel confident in your ability to deal effectively with the requirements of life, with your family and your friends and your work and your customers and your social activities and all the other things that you're involved in. The law of cause and effect tells us that if we want to enjoy the effect of high self-confidence, we need only engage in the causes of high self-confidence. If we can find out what it is that other highly self-confident men and women say and do the same things, we will eventually get the same results. We will eventually feel the same way. We will eventually become unstoppable.